بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين مولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، when you look into the family tree of certain individuals, you see the illuminaries that they have, the individuals that they have, the illustrious people that they have. And in return, what these illustrious people do is that they have a deep impact on this individual. They have an impact on his tarbiyah, on his salah, on the way he fasts, on his character, and every facet of his life. If you look into the life of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and the family tree of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, you will see that his father was a prophet, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. His grandfather Ishaq was a prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. His grandfather's brother Ismail was a prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And then his great grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a prophet. And you can see that the impact that this had upon the life of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Kareem ibn al-Kareem ibn al-Kareem, Dhuriyatun ba'dhuha ba'dha. And today I want to speak about a Sahabi radiallahu anhu who didn't have prophet after prophet in his lineage, but he had the greatest of creation alayhim salatu, the greatest of creation after the Anbiya alayhim salatu salam in his lineage. For his grandfather was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, regarding who the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوُزِنَ إِمَانُ أَبِي بَكْرِ بِإِمَانِ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ رَجَحَ بِي. That if the iman of Abu Bakr was placed in one side of the scale, and the iman of the entirety of humanity was placed in the other side of the scale, the iman of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu would be heavier than the iman of the entirety of humanity. And he was the most beloved man on the face of this earth to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His auntie was that woman. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked, "O beloved of Allah, who is the most beloved person to you?" And he said, Aisha radiallahu anha. And the most beloved person to Aisha radiallahu anha after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Abu Bakr was Abdullah ibn Zubayr. His grandmother was Safiya radiallahu anha, who was the auntie of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and she was the first woman in the history of Islam to shed the blood of the enemy. And in his lineage, he had another woman who, regarding Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, descended to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, "O Messenger of Allah, Khadija is about to enter the room. Inform her, Allahu yukri alayha salam, that Allah sends her his salams." His mother was Asma radiallahu anha, the 17th person to embrace Islam, and she was the daughter of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. She was known as Dhatan Ataqain, the one with the two waist belts, because what she would do when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated from Makkah to Medina and he was in the cave of Thawr, she would cook the food and discreetly she would take the food, endangering her own life to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And upon occasion, they didn't have anything to tie the food with, and what she did is that she took off her waist belt and she split it into two, and she gave one to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the other part she tied her waist with. And after that day, she was known as Dhatan Ataqain. Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu mentions that, "I have never seen any women who were more generous than my mother and my auntie Aisha radiallahu anhuma." He mentioned, but their generosity was different. "My mother's generosity was such that every evening she would give everything she had in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Aisha radiallahu anha, what she would do, she would accumulate and then she would give everything in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His father was Zubayr ibn al-Awwam radiallahu anhu, one of the 10 who was guaranteed Jannah by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ هَوَارِيٌّ وَإِنَّ هَوَارِيَ Zubayr, that every prophet has a disciple and my disciple is Zubayr. And in another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Talha and Zubayr's house will be next to my house in Jannah. And Zubayr radiallahu anhu embraced Islam at the age of 15. And when his uncles found out that Zubayr had embraced Islam, what they did is that they hung him upside down and they lit a fire underneath him until he thought that he was going to suffocate because of the smoke. And then they let him down and they said, "Now renounce your religion. Now renounce your religion." And this incident did nothing but make him stronger upon the deen, because he understood that if this is the impact of just the smoke of this dunya, then what will be the impact of the fire of Jahannam? And he said, I will never renounce my religion. And then they hung him up again, and they lit a fire again, and then they did this again and again until their resolve broke, but he remained steadfast on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From his virtues is that awwalu rajulin salla sayfahu fil Islam. He was the first man in the history of Islam to draw a sword. A rumor spread around Makkah that the mushrikeen had killed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Zubayr radiallahu anhu, he left his home with his sword drawn, and one of the first people he bumped into was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Zubayr, where are you going? And he said, O Messenger of Allah, I heard that the mushrikeen had killed you. And the Prophet ﷺ said, if they had killed me, what would you have done? And he said, O Messenger of Allah, I had taken an oath that I would make the streets of Makkah flow with the blood of the mushrikeen. And the Prophet ﷺ smiled, and he made dua for him, and he made dua for his sword. And the impact of this dua was such that there were only two Sahaba who could hold swords in both hands and fight equally well with both hands. One was the sword of Allah, Khalid bin Walid, and the other was Zubayr ibn al-Awwam radiallahu anhu, that they could hold swords in their hands and they would control their horse with their feet. And then came the battle of Badr, and how he showed his bravery and his skill in the battle of Badr. The narrations mention that the entire cavalry that the Muslims had in the battle of Badr were two men, Miqdad and Zubayr. That's the entire cavalry. And the narrations mention that Zubayr radiallahu anhu, he was striking the mushrikeen left and right. And this is why when Abdul Malik ibn Marwan asked his son Urwa, if I showed you this sword of your father, would you recognize it? He said, indeed, for I saw him in the battle of Badr when he was striking the mushrikeen. And so beloved was the conduct of Zubayr at the battle of Badr, that this was the first time the angel had ever descended to assist the Muslims. And on that day, Zubayr radiallahu anhu had a yellow turban on. And when the angel descended, they all had yellow turbans on. They all had yellow turbans on. And then came the battle of Uhud. And subhanAllah, he shone again in the battle of Uhud. Talha ibn Talha Abdari stood up from the mushrikeen, and he said, who is ready to fight me from the Muslims? And Talha ibn Talha Abdari was one of the greatest warriors from the mushrikeen, from the Arabs. And nobody stood up. And Zubayr radiallahu anhu stood up, and he said, O Messenger of Allah, allow me to go and fight him. And the Prophet ﷺ, you allowed him to go. And his mother Safiya radiallahu anha was there. And she said, O Messenger of Allah, where are you sending him? This is imminent death. He's going to die. And the Prophet ﷺ said, no, inshallah, he will return victorious. And the narrations mention that Talha was on the horse and Zubayr was standing. And Zubayr radiallahu anhu jumped up upon the horse and he defeated Talha. And then he brought the horse of Talha to the Prophet ﷺ. And it was on that occasion the Prophet ﷺ said, لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ هَوَارِيٌ وَإِنَّ هَوَارِيَ زُبَيْرٌ, that every prophet has a disciple, and my disciple is Zubayr radiallahu anhu. And the Prophet ﷺ then said that if nobody had stood up to fight him, I would have stood up and fought Talha. This was the virtues of Zubayr radiallahu anhu. And the reality is that he fought alongside the Prophet ﷺ, battle after battle, until a man from Basra, he depicts the sacrifice of Zubayr radiallahu anhu. He mentions that I was with Zubayr radiallahu anhu upon a journey, and Zubayr radiallahu anhu had a wet dream, and he asked me to cover him so he could have the bath. And he says, I covered his body and my eyes accidentally fell upon his body. And he says, I swear by Allah, it was as though his body was like a piece of paper upon which a person had written with wounds. And after this, he asked Zubayr radiallahu anhu, he said, where did you attain all these wounds from? And he said, I swear by Allah that each and every one of these wounds was caused fighting in the path of Allah with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Talha, Zubayr radiallahu anhu, was that sahabi regarding when he was killed by Ibn Jarmuz. Ibn Jarmuz killed him whilst he was praying salah, and then he sent the sword to Ali radiallahu anhu. And the narration mentioned when Ali radiallahu anhu saw the sword, he cried so profusely that the people outside the tent heard his crying. And he said, give glad tidings to Ibn Jarmuz of Jahannam, because I heard the Prophet ﷺ said, the murderer of the son of Safiya will dwell in the fire of Jahannam. And then Ali radiallahu anhu, he took the sword and he looked at it and he began to cry even more profusely. And he said, how many a times this sword protected the Prophet ﷺ? How many a times this sword defended the blessed face and the body of the Prophet ﷺ? And this is why Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu would say that Zubair is from the pillars of Islam because of his sacrifices for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how the Prophet ﷺ rewarded him for his sacrifice. Well, the narrations mention that when the Prophet ﷺ gave his final khutbah, he gave his final khutbah and he said, I am leaving this dunya and I am leaving this dunya pleased with Zubayr ibn Awam radiallahu anhu, one of the 10 who was guaranteed Jannah. And Zubayr radiallahu anhu married Asma radiallahu anha, and Asma radiallahu anha mentioned that when Zubayr married me, the only thing he had was a horse. That's the only thing he had. Can you imagine that these are the best of creation after the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, and the only thing that they have when they get married is a horse? Why? Because their pockets were empty but their hearts were full. And you compare that today, how youngsters, you know, when they want to get married, women and boys, they want to get married with people who got big balances, but you look at their hearts, they're dead. They're empty of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she mentions that there were times that we would have nothing in our house to eat. And then she migrated. When the Muslim began to migrate to Medina, what would happen is that every time the Muslims would have a child in Medina, the child would pass away. So the Jews began to say that we've cursed the Muslims. None of the Muhajireen will have children in Medina. And Asma radiallahu anha, when she migrated, she was heavily pregnant. And when she reached Quba, she gave birth and this child survived. And the narration mentioned that the Sahaba radhwanullahi ajma'in, they took him through the streets of Medina, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was carrying him, and he was saying takbir, and the Sahaba was saying Allahu Akbar. He was saying takbir, and the Sahaba was saying Allahu Akbar. And they mentioned that upon nobody's birth were the Sahaba as happy as upon the birth of Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu. And then they took him to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took him in his blessed hands. How blessed were the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Let me tell you how blessed they were. They were so blessed that he pointed to the moon with him and it split into two.